trouble. He's just stressing out like every other fan. Well, there's good in every team. Things aren't always what they seem. You can always find a winner if you try. Oh, weeknights, things will get better. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, they will for Parker and the man. Oh, yes, they will for Parker and the man. But you know, the man still can't understand. Parker and Wilson. On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan. It's Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Good evening, Detroit!
Why are you laughing? What are you looking at? Richard Pacino?
Oh, it was Larry Brown and then Pacino.
Why are you making your head of Pacino?
Weird like his dad, that's all.
You think he looks like him?
Yeah, but a weirdo.
What do you mean? But a weirdo.
It's weird to me.
Richie Pacino looks like a weirdo to you.
It looks weird.
First of all, his dad looks like the weirdo now. All right? Because he's got something going there with that weird face that he's got.
There's my man in the middle, Fran Priscilla. Nice guy. Great guy.
There's my guy on the right.
Yeah.
Bobby Knight.
Still won't wear a jacket on television.
Still won't do it. Some guys are just really strange about how they do things. Look, you're a creature of habit.
Mark,
Knight's a creature of habit with the red sweater.
No, but come on. It's like he's got a Ronald McDonald costume on.
No, he looks like Ronald McDonald, like a clown.
I mean, Mark, come on. I'm sorry.
Knight's always been a clown.
You're working at ESPN? Okay, we wear jackets, ties. That's what we wear,
Don't
Mark.
Don't you think somebody tried to tell
no,
Knight
no,
that?
No, no, no. They bowed down because they wanted him on the air.
They bow down to the atomic K-Dog.
The guy who hated the media.
Oh,
who hated the media.
Hated.
Ripped the media, everything. Now look what he's earning money with the media.
I got some. We could see
Rob
all
Dibble,
day.
Another guy. There's so many of these guys who despise the media and what we did or whatever. Now they just can't wait.
I know. They run, not walk.
They run.
Yeah.
Run.
No, Bobby Knight, probably the all-timer with the media, if you
what
really
are we
want
talking
to look
about
at
being,
I got some great
being
stories
buried.
About
And buried face first so that the media could kiss his butt. Do you remember that? That famous.
Oh, that was that. It went. Wait. How did that go? That was awesome.
It was an all-timer.
He said
he wants to be buried face down.
Dude, it was a great piece of tape. It was, and he did it in front of the crowd at Assembly
yes.
Hall. I want they bury me upside down so the media can kiss my ass.
Something That's, like that.
But it had something rhymed with ass. First of all, oh, I think it's. When I'm dead and gone and my time on earth has passed, I want they bury me upside down so the media can kiss my ass.
Exactly. He went out of his way
yes.
to rip on the media.
I want they bury me upside down to the That was pretty good. Well, you know what I'm doing here every time we walk into the Clear Channel building now?
No, what is that?
And I don't know why I do it, but I'm doing it. You know how they got the on the wall, they got all the logos of the various stations that are in the building.
Yes,
as you walk up,
because it's like they got about 15 stations.
You
or
got
something.
The DVD, and you got the 100.
But that should be like a movie station.
DLB
DVD, just weird.
It's the D. It's just the D. It's 106.7 the D. I always, and maybe this
that
is
that station used to be owned by ABC. Did you know that?
Yeah,
yeah.
I guess maybe I'm doing it for my boy Jay Towers, but I always touch. Like you know how they do the thing with the
Mark, now,
play
why
like
you,
a champion today?
Why would you put your hands on
I
that?
I put my hand on the 100.3 logo. I don't know why I do it. I hit that one. The DFN one is too far down the other way.
Right.
We have that, you know, you come in here and the DFN one is to the left, but I'm always touch. I don't touch the other ones. They're all fine radio stations.
And it's probably all dirty, well, and your hands are nasty.
That's what you're worried
and then you
about.
Put, yes, and then you put it in your mouth or your nose or face.
Dude, you used to brush your teeth.
During the show.
You don't do that anymore.
I'm not ready yet.
What does that mean?
I just don't have my stuff together yet. I'm not there. It's only the second week, and I'll get back to my routine. Trust me. I'm not
I always
there
thought
yet.
You were a bit OCD on the brushing your teeth and keeping.
After I ate?
Yeah.
Yeah, I tried.
And I know because you went and had your teeth done, and they look great to this day, and you were very proud of that
very
fact.
Very proud of my teeth. They're not as good as they used to be. I need to actually.
Always keep, what do I say to you? Always keep care of your feet and teeth.
Absolutely.
It'll treat you well. It'll serve you good over the years. But now, I always hit the Jay Towers thing.
Is this a new camera? No?
Why? I don't see yours?
No, I don't want to see myself because I noticed the last night, I watched a little bit of the show from last night, today on ParkerTheMan.com, and I'm like constantly looking up at it, and I guess maybe because the
screen
is
at the camera?
Yes.
See, I probably don't look at it enough, and I'm a TV dude. You're a TV dude, though.
It shouldn't
Rob,
be
you've been on television for 20 years now, right? Is it 20? Thereabouts?
Yes.
Or are you going to say to me, no, it's not 20?
That was
like
20 years. Yeah, that was something like that when I did TV.
But I don't do, I mean, I try not to look, and if you do watch us, you can. We stream live. We have the video streaming minions at ParkerTheMan.com or PremierSportsTalkNetwork.com. I don't look at it enough to acknowledge the fact that we got great people that watch us and not just listen to us. Our guy Nick was just the other, he said he had a perfect night. He was doing his taxes, which wasn't the perfect part. But he said, and while I'm doing it, I'm watching Parker and the Man. Not listening to Parker and the Man. He said, I'm watching Parker and the Man.
All right. I love it.
Isn't that cool?
It sure is.
Do the finger wag. Let's
so let's
get going.
Go. Let's get
Come
going because we got a lot of stuff
Come
to do.
On.
We got
Here
a
we
lot.
Go. Hi, my name's Mark. Welcome to the show. I think you'll enjoy this one. The guy across from me is a guy who is a little out of touch. He called me this morning to ask me why the Dick Pertin MySpace page was down.
No.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why you
wow.
did that. Why is the Dick Pertin MySpace page down? Click on Detroit columnist Rob Parker.
It is Sports Night with Parker and the Man, Rob Parker, along with the man Mark Wilson, our producer EP, Gary, Matt, and he does have, don't you have a... Justin, and he has a minion, just one minion today.
Just one video
streaming
minion.
One video streaming minion, Justin. So I'm going to give him.
You saw I tweeted that today.
Give him
I gave
mind.
You cred. I gave you propage.
What, for having video streaming minions?
For having our video streaming minions.
I got you. Where's Weston? Where's Weston?
What do you
our
mean,
boss.
He?
He's supposed to have Parker the Man t-shirts today, and
he
I wanted to see
said they were close
them.
To being finished.
They're not finished? Okay.
That's what he told me yesterday. But I thought he was going to be here more than he has been.
He doesn't care. He's done. He's done.
He stuck a sign and said, that's the end of it.
Right, okay. I just want to
make
sure.
I'll see those guys in a year.
Yeah, I'm listening and watching every night. Yeah, all right. Whatever, Weston. Thanks.
Yeah, whatever. All right, you know what else?
It's all good.
You know, do you have any idea? Do you even have a clue as to what today is?
It was a Tiger rainout today.
Well, it was a Tiger rainout, so no Tigers to talk about, correct? No, no. No third game of the game against the series with the Royals. They'll have the Orioles
coming
tomorrow.
Baltimore come in, yep, yeah, for three
Buck,
games.
Your guy, Buck Showalter.
Well, I used to see him all the time at the hotel at ESPN. Buck.
Well, yeah, because he did a lot of work there.
Yeah.
And then he became a manager again. And then he stopped
which,
doing
which
it.
Which pays a lot more money.
Pays a lot more
a
money.
A lot
than,
more money.
I would think.
Better lifestyle.
But do you know what else today is?
It's a TV theme song Thursday.
Don't you?
Live. No, they didn't say live. From New York.
The show.
The rat capital of the world. No, that's
Sorry,
India.
David. I'm Alan Coulter, your announcer. Tonight, Stupid Human Tricks, Lindsay Lohan, and
Abe Vigoda.
Abe Vigoda.
Now, here's David Letterman, right?
Now a man who was wondering why Dick Pertin's MySpace page was down. David Letterman.
Now, I'm going to tell you right now.
And that screen goes up thing that he runs across the back.
I was the biggest, when I was in college, biggest David Letterman fan. Mark with the late night on NBC after Carson. Funniest show. It was a great show. That was a great show.
Remember, he started in daytime.
Yes, I do remember that.
Dave started
on NBC.
Daytime.
He did it for a year. It was a 90-minute show. It didn't work.
And before Dave did stand-up and all the comedy stuff, what was Dave?
A weatherman.
He was a weatherman.
In Indianapolis.
I believe at WTHR in Indianapolis. And why did he get fired?
Gap teeth?
No.
Gap tooth?
That was, he said something that got him canned.
Really?
Yeah.
Said something dumb. It was a hailstorm
or
something.
He was trying to be funny. No, it was a hurricane.
Oh, no, you can't
be killed
funny.
People.
You can't be funny.
And Dave's, he didn't know it at the time because we didn't have social media and the stuff, you know, that people had died in this hurricane. It was like August, Hurricane Wendy or something. And he says, Tropical Storm Wendy has been upgraded to a hurricane. All of us here at WTHR would like to congratulate Wendy on her promotion.
Oh, no, stop.
That was the line.
That was the line. No good. There was a guy in New York, a guy named Tex Antoine, who was a big-time weatherman. Big time, Mark.
Matt's laughing at it. He liked that one.
On Channel 7 in New York, ABC. And there was, I don't know how they went from a rape story to the weather, but that was the transition. Tex Antoine, Mark, standing up there in front of the weatherman.
Do I even want to know?
Says, hey, hey, ladies, hey, women, the next time, this is a true story, you could Google it.
What station is this?
WABC in New York. He was a big-time weatherman.
I've heard of him. I just didn't know where he was.
Next time you're getting raped, you should just lay back and enjoy it.
Oh, Lord, no.
Yes, he did say that. I was watching that night. I could not believe he said that. Go tell.
Did he get fired?
Yes, he did. Got fired. Go Google it right now. Tex Antoine. Google that and try to find it. Tex Antoine. Unbelievable.
I would, but I don't want to right
Mark,
now.
Unbelievable.
I don't even want to see it. He never worked again?
He did. He wound up.
Oh, he did.
He wound up going to Fox to Channel 5 in New York. And right before, he was a really popular weatherman. So he was off for about a year or two, year or so. And then before they went to the weather for the first time on the 10 o'clock news on Channel 5, it said, Channel 5 would like to welcome in Tex Antoine, and we'd like to let you know that Tex Antoine will never comment on the news. He's here just to do weather.
They said that.
They said that right before he went on.
Whoa.
I was watching that, too, right before. Tex Antoine will never comment on the news. He will only do weather and weather only.
Well, there's a reason we played the Late Show theme, and you were at the first ever David Letterman show on CBS. Is that correct?
21 years ago.
And
yes.
What was your biggest impression when you walked into the Ed Sullivan Theater?
It was like a meat locker. It was so cold in there. And what do you say? You said it started in May. So I was kind of dressed. It was actually warm in New York in May and kind of dressed casual. You know what I mean, Mark? And I was freezing. I couldn't wait to get out of there. Couldn't wait.
David Letterman is known for two things. He's known for a cold studio. I mean, freezing cold studio. And he's known for wearing those white socks for some. There's a couple of various reasons. He never tells the real story. Supposedly, the real story is, you know, he actually, the deal was that someone sent him a box of 1,000 white socks or something. So what am I going to do with these? He says, I know what I'll do. I'll wear them every night I'm on the show. And he kept to that because, you know, he's a creature of habit, too.
Right.
Big time. He's OCD. Dave Letterman is. Well, if you missed it, a couple hours ago, David Letterman has announced to his audience tonight, you'll see it on the show, in concert with Les Moonves, the head chief honcho at CBS, that David Letterman will retire at least by 2015, so within the next year, Dave will call it a day.
So does that mean Les Moonves' wife will get that job?
Julie Chen. Don't laugh. They'll probably put The View on at 11:30.
Oh, God.
What do they have there? The Talk? They have The Talk there.
Please.
Julie Chen. Don't you think that's funny? They haven't created a star. They don't have like a roster
of people
like SNL.
They don't have anybody waiting.
I know. If you had to make a guess right now, who would you say? What's the top of your head, the person that you would like to see do that show on CBS? Because I already have the person that should probably be considered. And it'd be a huge hit, I think. And she could really compete.
No, don't tell me that chick from Chelsea?
No, no. Chelsea Handler's an NBC property.
No, but she's leaving.
Well, still, she didn't. Where's she going?
They said she's leaving the show. That's what I read. She's leaving the show after.
So Chelsea Lately is going to go away.
Yep.
Well, she's been talking about that for a while.
She's been there 8 years.
And she always rips on it. But I don't think that's in play. Still don't think so. I think she'll stay with the Universal
people. They should get something. Let me tell you what you do, Mark. You want to get somebody black or Hispanic. Split the white viewership.
George Lopez?
Between NBC.
Try Lopez tonight over there?
NBC and ABC, and then maybe you can win.
George Lopez is the biggest thing going. He's already got a new show out called, what is it, St. George?
St. George or something. I don't know. I'm just giving you some ideas. CBS will never do that.
What about
they're
the
used to being in last place.
Going from daytime to nighttime.
Who?
Ellen.
Possibility.
She's funny. We know she can amp it up at night. She's already done some, like, you know.
Oh, yeah, blue stuff.
She's done that in her past.
Right.
She's obviously not blued it up for the afternoon show.
No. That's not a bad idea.
Not blued it. No, I think Ellen DeGeneres would be a great get for
no,
CBS.
It'll be Michael Strahan because he gets every job. So he'll be on.
God.
He'll be on Kelly and Michael. Then he'll be on Good Morning America, and then he'll be on CBS at night because we just have to get Michael Strahan. Somebody please tell me.
Well,
and
people
do
those crossover networks.
And
now.
He does have the gap tooth like Letterman. They both right.
You got the gap tooth.
And you know what?
Michael Strahan.
It's not bad to have that anyway, Mark, because when you're drinking a soda and you already have the straw, you don't have to open your mouth.
Thank God you have Mr. Ford because I didn't want to laugh at that.
Look at EP. He just, like, he's like shaking his head like, I can't believe you just said that. I just, like, look at him.
You know what? I'm back into getting used. It's been 6 years with us, but I'm back to, you know what? He says he teeters on the line.
Who, me?
As we all know. And now as the world knows, he teeters The Edge. He might be trending before the night's over.
Stop,
I'll check
Mark.
Yahoo.
No, no, no.
See if he's trending number one
all
in the
right.
country.
Our telephone number, 248-848-1130, Mark. Let's get the show started now that we've updated everybody on the
okay,
world's
I'll
happening.
Tell you what. Let's do this. We'll do that. I've got something that I got in the mail, and I want to know if anybody else got this.
Was it in a brown package?
No. I can't wait to show this to you. That was something different I got in the mail. But
okay.
That's, I'm not bringing that one in.
You don't even have to do that anymore. You can just go online. You don't have to get the brown package.
Is that right? They have that stuff online?
It's online now, Mark.
Who knew?
You don't even know this, but 90% of internet use is for what?
The number I saw was 94% of all computers have some semblance of porn on them.
Absolutely.
94%. Because even like if you just, you can make a mistake and find porn on your computer.
That's at least what my minister said. When they found...
That's what my minister said.
It was a mistake.
Oh, you'll be trending by 8 o'clock.
Stop.
So I'm going to show this to you next, okay? You can show it to you, too, because we have a camera here.
All right, okay. Don't be so overly dramatic.
I'm going to be very dramatic, because when you see this, I think it'll blow your mind, Rob. It has to do with one of our sports teams in town.
Okay. We got a lot of fun tonight. It's a TV theme song Thursday. And we're going to talk about a lot of different things, Mark, including your surprise package you got.
My surprise package.
Surprise package. And
well, since it's a TV theme song Thursday and since we are doing like late night show things, this is Jimmy Fallon. If you don't even watch Fallon yet, it's The Roots.
From Studio 16 in the Rockefeller Center in the heart of New York City,
I think The Roots did a great job on this one. I love this. Hey, I love it. Any hour, number 248-848-1130. You can watch us at parkerandtheman.com. No, keep playing it. We're going to play it all the way to the thing. Rob and Mark right here doing our deal. We're almost done with 2 weeks, if you can believe it already, on DFN. Can you imagine? Detroit's 1130 WDFN, the fan on the day and the evening or whatever you want to call it, that David Letterman says he's going to retire. Jimmy Fallon just got a lot happier. You know that, and so did Jimmy Kimmel. Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Detroit's 1130, WDFN the Fan, Robin Mark, and guess what, Jimmy Fallon, Dave Letterman, we're just getting started!
Following message is furnished by Major League Baseball.
It's Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man on Detroit's 1130, WDFN the Fan.
Hey, we're watching history tonight. Larry Brown going for that NIT championship. Could be NCAA, NIT, and NBA, the first coach to ever do that. Well, let me tell you, also is a historic day. Anytime you take your car to Expert Car Care, because history tells you that they'll get it fixed right and first and get it done, and you'll love it, especially when it comes to all that crap we got to drive over lately, man. I'm telling you, that's the big deal. Ball joints, tie rods, front wheels out of alignment. You know what I'm talking about. If you're one of the many that have fallen victim to these horrible craters out there, take your car, truck, or van to the historic experts at Expert Car Care. That's X-P-E-R-T, Rob.
That's right, Mark. You know what? They offer free inspections and guarantee the lowest prices in town. And you'll be back on the road safe and sound the same day.
Expert Car Care services everything on your vehicle, A to Z, top to bottom. Whether it's something as simple as a tire repair or as major as replacing a transmission or engine. And be sure to mention, oh yeah, the two dudes you're watching right now.
There you go. Parker and the Man. That's right. And you know what, Mark? You'll receive not only a free oil change with any work done, but also a free front wheel alignment if needed.
That's over $100 in savings passed immediately onto you just for saying Parker and the Man. Expert Car Care has locations on 7 Mile between Myers and Wyoming and 8 Mile between Mound and Van Dyke. Expert Car Care, that's X-P-E-R-T, your one-stop auto repair shop.
Hey, Mark.
Uh-huh.
Go get Expert Car Care.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us,
we had it made. Those were the days. Come on, Mark, I need you.
And you knew where you were.
I can't get up there anymore.
Girls were girls and men were men. Mr. Wick could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Didn't need no welfare states.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G.R.O. LaSalle ran great. Those were the days. It is a TV theme song Thursday on Sports Night with Parker the Man, Rob Parker, along with the man Mark Wilson. 248-848-1130 is our phone number, and it's Thursday night, 724 in the big city.
I'm still getting over to singing that again.
What?
I'm going to say it one time. The line is, gee, our old LaSalle.
Which was a car.
A car made here, I think, yep. Detroit. Our old LaSalle ran great, because that's one of those lines that people say, gee.
When you told me, I
gee,
never.
My Uncle Sal looked hot or something. It was just.
No,
strange.
You told me. I never knew what the line was.
Gee, our old LaSalle ran great.
Yep. Great line.
Keith, let's do Keith first. Keith, you're on Sports Night with Parker the Man. Hi, Keith.
Parker the Man. What's up, fellas?
What's happening? How you?
All right. Look, Pistons should have juggled the lineup by now. They should have did it. I don't understand what's the problem. There's no way that KCP shouldn't even be in the lineup at all, basically. I mean, he could play the three.
Oh, you're talking Pistons here. Okay, Pistons, KCP, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope.
Yes. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope could play the three. You could hide his deficiencies there. He could play something like a role like Chris Douglas Roberts. You know, out in with the Bobcats. And I'm trying to understand why they could have started singular as a three.
Keith,
let me finish, please. Put Josh Smith at the four with Drummond at the five with Monroe coming off the bench as a center. They double-double machines. What's the problem? We should have been winning.
I disagree, Keith. It's all going to come to a crescendo. It's all going to change next year anyhow.
No, I understand you trying to figure out, like, the whole notion of you got two guys playing the same position. I get it. And that was an issue, and I thought at the trade deadline, but obviously things change. When you fire a coach after 50 games, everything gets blown up,
yeah.
Basically.
No,
but that's why the lineup should have been juggled. I mean, it should have been juggled. You knew right then that your team wasn't really in the chase of anything.
No, I disagree.
Wait,
wait a minute, Keith. Wait a minute. Do you want to have a conversation or you just want to ramble? Which one do you want to do?
I don't want to ramble.
Okay,
so
let's have a conversation.
There
so don't
go.
Tell me when they beat Miami and Indiana on the road, you said this team was no good. I don't believe that.
No,
everybody could say that now.
When they beat Miami the first time, and I don't know, I think they only beat them once, but I'm going to say the first time when I found out that they beat Miami, I was like, oh. They might have a team, but when I thought about it, as the time went on, I said, you know what? They need an outside shooter. Why Singler isn't in that position? Any coach will see that. He'll be like, okay, well, Singler, you play the three. Why are we at the two? Why we got to be so stupid? Well, we got a guy at the two where you got Stuckey. He's averaging all these points off the bench. I don't care what a player likes. It's about what a player should do. Okay, if you this is what you get paid to do. Stuckey, I want you at the two. Jennings at the one, okay? Singler at the three. I want Smith at the four and Drummond at the five.
All right.
Malone, you come off the bench, get your double-doubles, and let's make some wins.
All right, Keith, I hear
you.
I
don't think that's a formula for winning.
I hear you. And you know what? I love his passion about it.
I do, too.
He's
the last guy left with Pistons passion.
I'm not going to knock him for his passion. 248-848-1130.
Last of the Mohicans on the Pistons.
Tell me what you got.
Oh, okay. All right, here it is. Well, this has to do with one of the four sports teams.
Stop
Rob,
being so secretive. Just
I
come
know, but it's just...
All right, we've
Rob,
built it up. We've
on.
Been on for a half an
hold
hour.
On.
Let
hold
me
on.
Know what you got.
What is the one sports team in this town that never had to sell a ticket?
You're talking about the Wings?
The Wings, right?
Oh, but that ship sailed
okay.
a while ago when they were
right.
selling those $9 tickets.
No doubt. No doubt. But I never got this.
What, free tickets?
No, I want you to see this and how creepy this is. I'm going to hand it to you. First.
Wow, that's a big deal. What you're personalized?
Look at the rest of it.
What about the rest? I mean, just
open
like
it up and look at where else my name is mentioned.
Wow, they sent this to you with
yes, that's how it came. I got it yesterday.
Now, did you used to have season tickets?
No.
What list were you on?
I don't know.
I want to know what the marketing did. They send these to any black people in Detroit?
Can we start with white people?
No, I'm
did
I'm asking, Mark.
How many other people got this?
Mark, I got a conversation.
Will you show people what I'm talking
about? I'm
going to
show you, but look at this. It has his name here. I'll go over here.
Go over there and show it. And Matt, just make sure he can see it, because he can pull the thing out if you want to see if you're showing it right.
Can you see it?
Pull the screen over so I can see, so you can see yourself. There you go.
It says Wilson right there.
I didn't write that.
You got to talk because I can't.
I got you. No, it says Wilson there, and then it says Mark, or Wilson is also in there. Look at the back.
And then down here it says Mark Wilson.
It says Mark Wilson on there, and then look at the back thing where my name is on the mailer part. It's got a jersey with my name on it.
And there it is, right there, number 39.
Number 39, Wilson. I don't know where they came up with 39. It's creepy.
They went through all this to do it for everybody? Look at that. It says Wilson.
It says my name on it. Give it to me now. I'll tell them where it is. It's like six times in here. It's a pamphlet. It was a handout. I got this. You know, we got home last night after the show, and I went to my mail and got my mail.
So have you ever had season tickets?
No. Mike Babcock pointing to my name, and he's a creepy. It's for Babs anyhow.
Okay, you know what?
We've been scouting you. Looks like we've been stalking you.
I think probably because you're talking season tickets. Maybe that's where they got the list from, because you had Tiger season tickets.
Oh, that could be.
That's what it is, Mark, because
Olympia Sports just uses the crossover.
They use the crossover list and say, you know what? Wilson used to buy Tiger tickets, but he doesn't have Red Wings tickets.
How desperate do you – Mark, let's talk numbers, and then all the plans are on here. And then, like Rob showed you, on the back of this part, it's got me hugging Nick Cronwell. It's got Wilson 39 hugging Nick Cronwall.
Did you score? You must have scored there.
Well,
right?
I'd be one of the few that did other Goose Nyquist, that's for sure.
He's the only guy who could score one of the wings.
Nyquist's the only one. It's got a scouting report with my name on it. It says exhibits great energy, extremely passionate.
And you know what? Let me see this.
Highly dedicated.
And you know what?
Mark, it says on top, you're.
They really scouted Mark out because they said. Also, in big letters, it says buffet starts at 6:15.
That's funny. Even I'd laugh at that one.
That's pretty good.
Come on. If you're watching on ParkerAndTheMan.com or just listening to us, I'd like to know if anybody else got this in the mail. I mean, even if you had a 10-game Tiger package, if that's what they're doing,
no, but that's what
they
got.
As desperate as I've seen the Red Wings.
But that's,
in
Mark,
fact, playoff tickets, first round, go on sale tomorrow.
But look. They understand how hard it is with the entertainment dollar, how stretched it is. First thing people cut out during rough times is what? Entertainment. That's why TV numbers are at an all-time high, Mark, right? People stay home. They don't spend money.
But is it also because the Wings aren't quite as good?
They're not as good.
I mean, people, 26,000 was a nice deal for the Tigers on day two.
But you know what the difference is? I know. I try to tell somebody. Dude, you're talking about a Wednesday afternoon. You get 26,000.
For a 108 start?
The NBA would die, Mark, to get 26,000 at night.
At night. On a Saturday.
Yes, they would be thrilled to get that.
Dude, I think this is the creepiest picture of Mike Babcock pointing at my name. It looks like I wrote that. Looks like with a red Sharpie or something.
No, I did not see it. I see it all over the place.
Mark, we need you on our team. We need you.
It's all over the place. I'm glad you blacked out your address.
I blacked out the address and even the zip code and all that. What was the last one I wanted to mention? When it says, Mark, you're a top prospect to become a Detroit Red Wings season ticket holder. You bring energy and passion to Joe Louis Arena. We need you to join the team to help us take us to the next level. And there's this freaky, that looks like my niece.
Better, let me see.
Matter of fact, this picture of this woman.
And also,
like my niece.
And also, you know, I think that they're a little bit. You know what, Mark? I know they scouted you out, but to ask you to buy two seats.
Ask me to buy what?
Two seats.
248-85. Just for me, you mean?
Yes.
Like the airlines. I've never had to buy two seats. I'm not there yet. 248-848-1130. I'd like to know if anybody else got this. And really, what the hell's going on?
You know, I know.
Love you, too.
You know that.
You said it the other day.
For a joke.
You said the NHL has completely changed for you.
Mark, and I know I was a kid. I didn't have a lot to do. And I watched every single game that was on. I just did. I mean, I'm not lying. You know that.
You had Islander season tickets.
I did. I mean, I was really into it. I always tell people, you know,
you and Camille used to go to games, right?
Yes. We had a package when we were married. We lived in New York. Yes. And I used to always tell people all the time, I was such an Islander fan. Not only did I know that Billy Smith was the starting goal, I knew that Glenn Chico Rush was the backup goalie, Mark. You know, it's not like I just knew, well, Mike Bossy, how could you not know that name? I'm telling you, I know the whole team. That's how much I was into it. And maybe I'm older, but it's just not the same. And I told you this before. it breaks my heart a little bit that I'm not into the sport as much as I used to be.
All right, 248-848-1130. We got to do this, that, and this. We got a sports wrap coming up. So much to do. It's a TV theme song Thursday. You don't want to miss any of that. It's craziness. It's just nuts. What are you looking at me like?
Am I doing something? Am I doing Sam's?
Oh, yes, you're doing Sam's. Right now.
All right.
Tell me about Sam's.
Here for Sam's Alterations, Mark. You think you're the man?
No.
Sam is the man.
Sam the man.
Especially when it comes to alterations, making you look good. You know, when I'm on Channel 4, it looks like I got on tailor-made suits. It's actually buying off the rack, and Sam will fix them up for me real nice. Sam's Alterations, located, Mark, on 12 Mile Road and Southfield Road in Lathrop Village. The telephone number, 248-552-9950. You know, a lot of people come in there, a lot of churchgoers, a lot of ministers, Mark. They want to look good for Sundays. If they're in there getting their suits. You can even buy suits in there, and Sam will tailor them up right for your fitting. So don't forget, Sam is the man. Go to Sam's Alterations on 12 Mile and Southfield Road in Lathrop Village. Hey, Mark.
Yo.
Go get Sam.
Sports Night with Parker the Man, Detroit's 1130, WDFN the Fan.